following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Tuesday edition. And we keep filling up the hour with great interviews. We're going to talk a little baseball with Dustin Dvorak of the Bloomington Herald-Times, coming off a tough Indiana loss last night, where I know many of the Hoosier fans and Coach Tracy Smith believe that they should have won the baseball game last night. They didn't play their type of baseball. We'll also be talking with the head baseball coach at North Carolina State, Elliot Avent. Elliot Avent and his North Carolina State Wolfpack are at the College World Series for the first time since 1968. They knocked off North Carolina with an outstanding pitching performance on Sunday, and they play tonight against UCLA in the winner's bracket. We'll have it right here on ESPN Radio. And also on the program today, Judy Minnery from Hastings, the chairman of the Nebraska High School Finals Rodeo, is going to join us. That gets underway on Thursday at the Fairgrounds, Adams County Fairgrounds, 5 performances, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then the top 10 contestants go in the short go on Saturday afternoon at 1, and trying to make it to the National High School Finals Rodeo, which this year is a little closer in Gillette, Wyoming. But, Jimmy, we've talked about it a little bit. Things happened yesterday in the College World Series to teams like Louisville and Indiana that hadn't happened to them all year long. Indiana strikes out 14 times, and Louisville gives up more runs in one game than they had in any other game at any time during the year.
You know, the Louisville game, basically, it's one you just got to – that's the end of the season. You know, it's 10-1. We're probably beat now unless we got a miracle, and they did not have it. You know, the Indiana game – Mississippi State had some hits that fell in there late in the game, you know, and an interesting play in right field. You know, that guy hits a single into right field, but it looks like it might be caught by the right fielder. You know, I've seen that play quite a few times in my career where the right fielder decoys that guy like he's going to catch it. Actually, it's going to drop in, and then he plays it on one hop and throws him out at the plate, and about happened again.
Yeah, you know? Very close bang-bang play last night.
You know, here's the other thing. We're not talking to the Mississippi State coach today, but You know, I found it interesting that, you know, in basketball, you work on a bounce pass quite a bit, and sometimes I think the bounce pass is the best way to go. I don't know if you want your relief pitcher coming in there with one out to go and to throw that two-thirds, three-quarters, 90-mile-an-hour bounce pass to your first baseman there and make him catch it with one hand. What's your feeling on that? Do you think you should go with the direct pass, or do you like the bounce pass in that situation?
I didn't like the bounce pass in that situation.
Yeah, see, basketball, every time I threw the ball and it was a turnover, you should have used a bounce pass. Use a bounce pass. I think he used that bounce pass. I think it was set up that way.
But what a dig it was by that mammoth first baseman that we talked about yesterday to be that big and to have that soft of hands to play it first, because basically he grabbed it with his bare hand. It slid up the heel of his glove.
Yeah, I don't know what the size of his hands are, but I think he could have caught a basketball with one hand, too. You know, I mean, that, there's no doubt that he used one hand and one hand only. And you know what? First base, amazing. A lot of people probably don't realize this, but the first baseman has to catch the ball for the out to be recorded with a hand or a glove. I mean, it can't be pinned in your armpit. You know, that's not out. They got to have it in their hand or their glove. So, you know, he had it in his hand.
Really?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I don't think I knew that.
No, I bet you've yelled at an umpire and screamed at him before.
I know a lot of things.
Because,
I don't,
you know,
I've umped a lot.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember seeing that happen.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. You know, and it, you know, the catcher, sometimes that ball will bounce off the catcher's pad on a foul ball, you know, hit his pad, and then he'll kind of trap it up. Well, that's not a catch.
No.
You probably
no,
knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I'm going to tell you today on rules.
Yeah, just one at a time.
One a day.
I like to learn a little something each and every day. If you'd like to join us on the program today, plus we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger playoff game on Saturday night, coming up here in just a few minutes. But remember, the phone number, the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Make sure you've got it programmed into your phone for the easy access. Also, you can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fire off your emails to the Dent Popper inbox. Your thoughts about the NBA Finals tonight, the NHL. I think Colin Cowherd's right. Nobody's given the Spurs much love today. They're way too good of a basketball team. I still want the Heat to win, but the Spurs, man. It's a 7-point spread. We'll find out. Interesting stat I heard last night. Somebody told me that I don't know how long, maybe all season. I don't know if it's the playoffs, what it was, but maybe it's just like the last 12 times that the Heat have lost, they've come back and won by double digits, at least double digits the next game.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those games actually haven't been that close, have they? You know, I mean, I'm talking about in the NBA. You can look that up, Doug. They've only played 5 games. But, I mean, some of those haven't gone down to the wire where you're going, boy, this shot, if it goes in. I think the first game was about the only one that really went down when that guy hit that shot, you know, with 1/10 of a second to go on the shot clock there where it was really got down to the – but what are the scores? Let me know. You got in there?
No, I got nothing.
All right.
What?
They're about 130-80, you know, 50-point swings.
Oh, they're killing them.
Yeah.
They're killing them.
Yeah. In fact, you know, they let everybody play. Very seldom do you let your JVs go in. I'll just put the JVs in. Yeah, they let them go out there and finish the last minute.
Mark says via the Dent Popper inbox, Jimmy, he says, you're wrong, Coach Jimmy. They don't teach the bounce pass anymore.
Oh, they don't. Good deal. That's good. That's great.
I think he could be right. Let's give away some Nebraska Danger tickets. I want you to have a little knowledge of the Danger. We've got a couple of pair. Let's give away a couple pair. What do you think, Jeff? That okay? You in a giving mood today?
Yeah, let's give away a couple pair.
All right. All you got to tell me is how many wins the Nebraska Danger have this year. How many wins the Nebraska Danger have this year? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And Jeff will take your calls off the air and get us a couple of winners. How many wins do the Nebraska Danger have going into their playoff game coming up on Saturday night against Colorado Ice? Kickoff at 7. Another bit of surprising news came across the wire this morning locally, Jimmy.
Okay, what do you got?
Hastings College has a new head baseball coach.
And who is it?
You might know him.
Okay.
You might have thrown him out of a game before.
No, I never did throw anybody out of a game. No coach ever out of a game in my career.
Steve Sponberg.
Yep. New he interviewed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
New head baseball coach at Hastings College. He's won over 1,250 games in his Legion career, and he is going to take on this challenge. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, just surprising to me, but awesome.
Great hire. The Hastings College, that's a good hire. Do you think those guys aren't going to be competitive either? I mean, that's going to be – You know, Jim Bovey did a great job over there, too. You know, really good person. Good, took care of the umpires really well over there. I really appreciated all the things he did. And Steve Spongberg also, hey, you know, he's at that where he can retire from teaching.
Yeah.
You know, he can get his retirement and he can take over this and be interested to see what his son does. His son's a pretty good pitcher, and if he'll come over and join him at Hastings College. Wouldn't be surprised if
package deal.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's that. I still Steve got that job on his own and his own merits. But that team, he will make sure that that team's ready to play.
So Danny Manning's dad.
Yeah, Danny Manning's dad.
He got that assistant job at Kansas on his own.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what that was a smart hire. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things done, but that was a good hire.
Hey, congratulations to Coach Spongberg. We'll be talking to him soon here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, he coached Legion Baseball in Kearney from 78 to 2010. Then he took over at Sutton because his son does play there, and they have won state championships. So now taking over at Hastings College, one of the many college coaching changes at Hastings here in the last 12 months.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, Brad Archer was coaching the post 52 at the same time. Sponge was coach Spongberg, probably used nicknames here, was coaching, you know, the runs of Burger King at that time, I believe. But did you know that Coach Archer was the baseball coach at UNK for about a day or two, accepted the job, took it, and then decided not to take it? Do you know that?
No.
Yeah.
That would have changed a little history around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, also interesting, I find it interesting, even though I don't really care for either one of these teams, Dodgers-Yankees, all these years of interleague play, and this is the first time that they've got together at Yankee Stadium. I can't believe that. I didn't believe that when I heard that this morning. The first time that they have played at Yankee Stadium since the World Series in 1981, 32 years ago.
Yeah, that.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I did not know that.
All
either.
The interleague and these guys haven't played?
Yeah, that's something. Do you know, I guess whoever the Yankees play, usually there's a pretty good attendance at the game. You know, so I guess.
Probably be a good crowd.
You know, yeah.
Wonder if that's on ESPN television.
wonder if that game will be on TV.
Hey, congratulations to John in Gothenburg and Josh in Central City. They are the winner of today's Nebraska Danger tickets. They knew the Danger had 10 wins so far this season. They're hoping to get number 11 over the Colorado Ice and advance on to the IFL Championship game. We will be talking with Coach Mike Davis on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to take a break here on the show. When we come back, Elliot Avant, the head baseball coach at North Carolina State.
My name is Megan. The day that I decided to go into Complete Nutrition, I literally circled the store 6 or 7 times to get up the courage to go in. When you're overweight, you have to be like, hi, I need help. Please don't judge me. I walked in and this smiling face was there and he was ready to help and wanted to know about me and my goals and who I am as a person. From that point on, Complete Nutrition changed my life.
Whether you want to lose weight, gain muscle, or maintain a healthy lifestyle, Complete Nutrition has the products, supplements, and support you need. Our certified trainers and nutrition experts will partner with you every step of the way to help achieve your goals. Stop into a store today and receive a free multivitamin. No purchase necessary.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
The feel perform better. Complete Nutrition.
We're nuts
about football.
That's why we're teaming up to help wide receiver Wes Welker take down defensive end DeMarcus Ware in the Depend Players Challenge for charity.
Actually, we're pulling for DeMarcus.
But we talked about Welker over breakfast burritos.
Get together with your loved ones and vote for the player you want to give the $50,000 from Depend to the V Foundation. Voting ends July 1st.
Together, we can help Wes.
DeMarcus.
Win for a good cause.
Vote at thegreatamericantryon.com.
What she said.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Most people have pretty ambitious bucket lists, like skiing every mountain in America, or seeing a game at every ballpark, or eating at all the famous barbecue joints. It can get expensive and messy. But Motel 6's great low rates mean you save more for what you travel for. So at least your stay will be a drop in the bucket. Get it? It's a bucket list. Good stuff. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on.
Your home for the College World Series is right.
Into the right field corner.
plate. He's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, a second for one, on to first, and that's it! The finals have gone to the dogs! This is Kevin Kugler. Join me in for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
Showers and thunderstorms early on today with some isolated storms redeveloping as we head into the afternoon. High temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, isolated showers and storms heading back to a low of 63. Right now, 72.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
'Cause here we come.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Just confirmed that Michael Conforto, one of the top players for Oregon State, will join us on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play Indiana in another elimination game. Before we catch up here with some more College World Series talk, I want to remind you that lunchtime or anytime, 7 days a week, the place to grab a snack, an ice-cold refreshment, or just kick back, play some Keno, watch your favorite sports, the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials Monday through Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, they got pork tenderloins and chicken fried steaks. Today, a dollar off any salad on the menu. And Tuesday night, of course, is Wing Basket Night for just $5. That's right, it's been $5 forever. They have not raised the price on Wing Basket Night or Big Burger Night on Wednesdays. $5. Tuesday, it's wings. Wednesday, it's burgers. It's $5. You, your family, the kids, the team, the whole troop. Oh, what a better way to feed them. Of course, with the wings, you can mix up the flavors. Everybody will get something they like at the Chicken Coop, where you can watch the College World Series, the NBA Finals. There's so much going on. All the TVs on something you want to watch at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Oh, man. Hungry already. Hungry already. Got a little Legion baseball going on tonight, Jimmy. The kids are in action. What do we got?
Well, we go to Columbus. Renza plays at Columbus, and Post 52 go to Columbus. That's a 5:30 game. It's a makeup game. It was they were going to play Lexington tonight, but they had a rainout a couple weeks ago with Columbus and rescheduled that for tonight, and they're going to move the Lexington game to be announced.
Oh, there you go. So, okay, tonight they're playing at Columbus. This is the 18th, and so it looks like 5 points in Little Caesars scheduled to play at Broken Bow. Also on the 18th, they're going to have a quiet night for the Hastings Legion teams. They are off this evening for Home Federal and 5 points. They are going to host Aurora tonight, and that is your Legion baseball schedule for this evening.
Hey, you know, Louisville, I was going to talk about Louisville for a little bit. You know, I'm not looking anything up on the internet. This is all things that I know. I know they were established in 1798. The president's James R. Ramsey, academic staff, 2,360. Never mind. But hey, but what I was really going to say about Louisville was, hey, what an exciting triple they had in football, basketball, and baseball this year.
Oh, just incredible. When we talked with Coach McDonald last week leading up to the College World Series, plus their women played for the national championship as well in hoops.
That's, yeah, I mean, you talk about, you know, saying, hey, how's your activities program doing there? Oh, we're not bad. We're a little disappointed, but didn't win all four.
The athletic director, he got some TV time during their last game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, they had a pretty good year.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic.
Better? I bet their bowling team didn't do anything.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. Hey, the Kearney Catholic won the all sports trophy. You know, I think
combined.
Louisville won the NCAA probably. If they didn't, I don't know how many sports they got. They probably weren't very good in rodeo.
That's just at the or skiing, water polo.
Pretty good in the horse racing. I bet though that Louisville team was.
There you go. They knew how to ride the horses. Yes. Kearney Catholic won it combined, but the girls were second, and there was a couple of tweets and Facebooks out there. How's that even possible? They won track, they won volleyball, and they were second in basketball. How could you possibly not have won? And it wasn't like they lost by 5 points. SCOTUS beat them. I don't know if it was soccer or speech or debate or somewhere that we weren't paying attention that they hit a home run. But it doesn't matter. All school-wise, Kearney Catholic wins it, boys and girls combined. Kearney was seventh in Class A.
Now,
Grand Island Central Catholic was fourth in Class C, by the way.
Yeah, SCOTUS beat Kearney Catholic. did anybody else even get to win a championship then? I mean, did any of the other 60 schools even get to win anything?
Arapaho, Bertrand, Giltner, they all had good years. They were all in the top 10 in Class D. So we knew it was a good year for some of these schools.
Yes, it was, especially in this area.
Indiana will have a day off at the College World Series, playing elimination game tomorrow. And Dustin Toporek of the Bloomington Herald-Times joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a chance to talk with him about Hoosier sports in the past, and he's in Omaha taking care of the Hoosiers. And Dustin, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. So close last night to keeping this Cinderella story in the winner's bracket.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they really should have, and they should have been able to do that. They just, you know, failed in a lot of occasions with runners on base, runners in scoring position. I think I want to say they left 4 guys on third, 6 in scoring position, 10 guys on base overall, struck out 14 times. You really have to look back and, you know, see just a lot of situations that if they, you know, come up with a hit or even some position, you know, in some cases just put the ball in play, that it can be a you know, much different ball game. They lose by one, they lost, you know, there was a lot of occasions where they, you know, could have got that extra run or several extra runs. They just had a hard time, especially dealing with Chad Girardeau from Mississippi State.
Yeah, Coach Smith really seemed in the press conference after the game to think that his team probably could have won this baseball game, but funny things happen in Omaha, things that haven't happened all year. Louisville hadn't given up 11 runs in a game, and I'm guessing you guys hadn't struck out 14 times in a game this year.
Yeah, I don't think they struck out 14. I mean, they had a few occasions where they had a bunch of strikeouts, but it just seems in a lot of occasions they just take really good approaches, really good, you know, get really good at bats. And every once in a while, they don't. I mean, I think the Valparaiso game was another instance of that, the first game of the regional, that they seemed to, you know, just, you know, swing a lot of first pitches and that sort of thing. This wasn't so much that issue, but they just had a hard time making contact. And I think a lot of that is Chad Girardeau, you know, because he just looked really good, just had that big sweeping slider. And none of them could touch it, really. They just never seemed to be able to pick it up. And, you know, once he came in, it seemed like they never were able to get any kind of balance, never, you know, really felt like they were, you know, they strung a couple hits together, but just weren't able to put together the big game that they needed. Sometimes you have that. I mean, this is a team that's a little bit susceptible to, you know, to left-handers with, you know, that throw a lot of junk, that throw a lot of breaking balls. And you know, you saw that. I mean, they've got, you know, they have some really good left-handers hitters, obviously with Schwarber and DeMuth, and those two guys have had, you know, really struggled in this College World Series. And you know, that sort of guys, you know, a little bit of kryptonite to them, and they had a hard time with it.
Dustin Toporek, Bloomington Herald-Times, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Of course, trying to put the storylines together before the College World Series. Indiana, an offensive team. We know that pitching wins at the College World Series, and actually the pitching has held up so far in the first two games for the Hoosiers.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I think, you know, it was a little bit of, I don't know if misnomer is the word, but I mean, they were not a bad pitching team. I mean, they were top 10 in Division I in ERA. They just happened to have a not that great week against Florida State, so that was sort of the storyline coming in, is, oh, okay, well, maybe, you know, when they finally face a team that's got a really good lineup, they're not that good. And, you know, obviously that park is, you know, that park's more of a hitter's park in Tallahassee when you've got the real short wall, you know, kind of short porch in right field. And, you know, Florida State obviously really, you know, it's an extremely patient team and just made it very, very hard on Indiana's pitchers. So I'm not that surprised that they've been able to perform well. You know, Joey Donato, you know, every once in a while he has a rough outing, but I mean, he was just phenomenal on Saturday night. I mean, that's one of the better performances I've ever seen, to go through 136 pitches, stick with it, and, you know, pitch a complete game shutout. And, you know, the freshman, you know, Will Korsakar had been pretty solid. He was okay, wasn't spectacular on Monday night, got in a little bit of trouble. You know, Ryan Hulse kind of got him out of it, but had, you know, probably was a little, you know, it's a pretty long outing for a closer when you're asking him to come in and, you know, in the sixth. But, you know, they were mostly solid. Obviously, again, you know, Brian Cordy comes up, you know, with runners on second and third and gives up the hit. But, you know, they've got a very solid staff. I mean, they've got really 4 starters they can rely on and 5 relievers that can come in situationally and that they can, you know, rely on even for long relief. So I'm not really that surprised in the way this park plays. It's much more of a pitcher's park. I mean, you've seen one home run so far in the College World Series. Teams are having a really hard time hitting the ball and going along with it. So I'm not really surprised to see Indiana's pitching staff just perform a lot better in TD Ameritrade Park than they did down in Tallahassee.
Now, obviously, Indiana is getting ready to get into their daily workouts and going through their practice on this off day. What are you expecting tomorrow? Coach Smith has been guarded about who he calls his starting pitcher, trying to see the matchup-wise. Who do you expect to go against Oregon State?
I mean, if you know, if I'm looking at it, I would think Slager's, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm a little bit surprised that he hasn't gone to him yet or hasn't even declared it yet, because that's, you know, your Big Ten pitcher of the year. But he hasn't been, you know, real sharp the last two outings. And it's, you know, a possibility he could go with Kyle Hart, who hasn't pitched really since the Big Ten tournament. So I think, I mean, it could very much go either way. I look at it and say, you know, Oregon State's more of a right-handed oriented team. So that might end up swaying the vote to go back with Slager's, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see Kyle Hart. Both of those guys are going to be strike throwers and guys that are, you know, going to be a little bit more pitch to contact. And I'm not sure how that's going to work against Oregon State exactly, but, you know, I would think Slager's, but I think it's quite possible that he'll go with Hart and go with, you know, go with a really competitive guy. I mean, Hart is the guy that any, you know, in any position, you know, he's willing to, you know, just come in and throw strikes, go at guys, you know, pitch inside. You know, Hart's just a really, really tough competitor, and he might want to go with him ahead of Slager. So I think it's going to be an interesting call. We'll find out, hopefully, in an hour or so, a couple hours.
Dustin Dupirak, Bloomington Herald Times, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oregon State's been the only team, at least through the first 3 days, that's actually hit the ball and put some runs on the board. Do you think this is a good matchup for the Hoosiers tomorrow night?
It's a tough matchup. I mean, you could tell that Oregon State, you know, did not expect to spend time in the loser's bracket, and they came out a little bit angry yesterday against Louisville. Obviously, it helped that Louisville made some, you know, some errors, and, you know, obviously the big one, you know, the E6 by Sutton Whiting. But, you know, I think it's definitely a tough matchup. I mean, you know, for all the right-handed hitters they've got, you know, Michael Conforto is one of, I think, the best all-around players that we've seen in this College World Series so far. You know, I think they'll probably, you know, I would think they'd probably go back with Matt Boyd, even though he pitched a little bit in Saturday's game as a reliever. You know, that's probably not going to be an easy matchup with big left-hander as well. It's a tough matchup. I mean, they've got a lot of guys that can beat you a lot of different ways. You know, Tyler Smith, I think, has really impressed me. I think there's, you know, just, again, a bunch of guys in that lineup that are really, really tough outs. And, you know, just an outstanding pitching staff. So I don't think they're a great matchup for anybody. I don't think they're unbeatable. Obviously, Mississippi State managed to pull it off, but that's, you know, that's a team that looks like it's got a kind of a fire in its eye. I think that, you know, was really upset to be in the loser's bracket on the first day. I think they could fight back. The issue, you know, obviously their bullpen's a little bit hurt with, I think, Engelbert being out, so maybe that's something that helps, you know, helps Indiana out. But, you know, we'll see. Like I said, that's not a team that you want to face. I don't know that they're unbeatable, but it's definitely not somebody that you want to see in the loser's bracket.
Just a couple questions left here for Dustin Dupirak, Bloomington Herald Times, joining us from the College World Series in Omaha on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, Nebraska was one win away from getting into the tournament in that Big Ten championship game against your Hoosiers. Take me through what Indiana baseball has done from winning that Big Ten tournament game to where they are today.
Yeah, I mean, well, what's odd is, I mean, they've been discussed as this big Cinderella story, and I don't know that they are in a way. I mean, really, they were the 10th seed. They were, you know, for all practical purposes, the number 10 overall seed coming into this. I mean, they were one of four teams, probably the last of the four teams that was considered for those last two national seeds. You know, basically came out in their regional, their home park, just with an absolute packed house, and had one game that they really, you know, struggled. You know, it just seemed like the weight of the moment was really sort of weighing on them, the size of the crowd and everything, just the size of the moment. But they managed to rally back against Valparaiso in that first game with that walk-off that Chad Hart hit rallying back from 4-1 in the ninth. And after that, they seemed like they really settled in. The rest of that regional obviously needed a just tremendous catch from Justin Curtin in the third game in that regional to, you know, rob a home run from P.J. Torres. It really kind of changed that game to really clinch that regional. And then they went down to Florida State, and they just hit the ball. You know, basically just, I think the moment you said, okay, Indiana belongs on this field, this, you know, for all it being Florida State and their 21 College World Series appearances, these two teams, if you put on neutral hats and jerseys, you know, Indiana is not necessarily a huge underdog here. When Kyle Schwarber hits that ball across the street against Luke Weaver, you could just tell that, okay, these guys are here. They're not going to be intimidated by just, you know, by the colors, by the jerseys, by the history and even the crowd at Florida State. You know, they obviously, and then just came in and just kept hitting the ball all week. Even though the pitching wasn't that great, they just managed to just, you know, put up 20 runs in 2 days against two all-ACC pitchers. So I think that really sort of established that they belong. I mean, I don't know necessarily, there hasn't been that situation where they've had the backs against the wall. This is going to be the first time, and I don't think they've played a team that's just massively better than them. And it might be the first time coming into this Oregon State game, but obviously, like you saw, Joey Donato again had an absolutely phenomenal outing to get them a win in the College World Series. And I think that was just big. Even if they lose on Wednesday, I think it's just big for the program that they didn't come to Omaha and just go two and out and just act like they were happy to be there. They at least, you know, put together their sort of Omaha moment that they can look at, that you know, that they can take with them. Is just sort of a sign that they were here and they made their mark in this event.
Finally, Dustin, what do you think about the reception? Everybody kind of thought that now that Indiana and Nebraska are conference mates and it's in Omaha that they would be the darlings of this tournament along with LSU. Have you got that feeling?
I did. I mean, you know, can't hear the crowd as much in, you know, behind the press box or whatever, but it definitely seems like they got the neutral crowd behind them, you know, the people, just the locals and whatnot, and like you said, the Nebraska fans. You know, by all accounts from those guys, that's everywhere they go when they see, you know, Nebraska fans rooting for you guys, rooting for the Big Ten. And I think, you know, it certainly makes sense from Nebraska's point of view. I mean, I think they can tell, you know, Nebraska fans are pretty, you know, pretty educated. And I think they understand that a big part of their, you know, success earlier in the decade was helped by the fact that they played in the Big 12, so they had that sort of, you know, strength of conference. They got sort of the benefit of that when they had really good years. And I think they know that they need that again. They, you know, I mean, Nebraska, just from watching them, especially in the Big Ten tournament, you could tell that they had a very quality ball club. And I think they would have been able to make the, you know, NCAAs. If they had a couple more wins, if they were over 500, they probably would have got some benefit of the doubt. But I think they know that they're going to need that in the future. They're going to need some respect from the committee in terms of strength of schedule, in terms of, you know, them looking at them as you know, somebody who's played somebody who's beat some people. It certainly helps in the long run to have somebody that's been in the College World Series. So that's just going to have some resonating effect, I think, going forward. I think Nebraska fans realize that. I mean, I think Darren Erstad, you know, Tracy Smith said it a couple times, that after the Big Ten tournament, you know, Darren Erstad came up and said, hey, take this all the way to Omaha, you know, and I think that was, I think he was being a nice guy, but I think Tracy also realized that he sees that, you know, Nebraska could use this too. They could use, you know, being in a conference that has that kind of pull again.
Dustin DePerak, Bloomington Herald Times, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Dustin, we'll let you get back to covering the Hoosiers, and we'll probably catch up with you again before we head to Chicago for media days. We'll talk a little Hoosier football.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Dustin, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the College World Series.
Anytime, man. Will do. Thank you.
Dustin DePerak, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Bloomington Herald Times. And I think, Jimmy, you can kind of get from chatting with Dustin that he thinks Oregon State might be kind of a big favorite tomorrow night. They're 3 feet away from being in the winner's final.
Yeah, and that's something. Yeah. I still like Mississippi State after that win last night. I just think they can rest their pitchers right now.
Yeah, you nailed that.
Well, I don't know if I nailed it, but you know, LSU, that game with LSU today, talk about the LSU North Carolina, man alive, somebody's going home.
I hope we score some runs.
What do you want the score to be?
I will say this. It seems like if you get to four, you kind of quit watching because you don't think it's possible for a comeback. Again, there was a couple of balls that they're talking about it on radio. They're talking about it on TV. They're just crushed, and they have no chance of leaving that ballpark. They're talking about moving the fences in. Something needs to be done. We went from one extreme to the other. We need to find the happy medium. I'm with you. I didn't care for the 21-14s, but the 2-1s every day are boring as hell. And will kill the game.
Well, yeah, and not only that, I think, you know, it's kind of interesting about somebody hit a ball yesterday to center field, and I thought, oh man, that might.
Yeah.
I thought it might be out of here. Well, you know, when the guy caught it, I mean, and he was 30 feet before the wall, kind of.
Yep.
I kind of gave up on the next ball that almost left the yard.
Yeah.
I thought they're never gonna go out of here if that guy didn't go hit that, and the next guy hits the wall. Remember that next pitch?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, and that's why I'm saying. That's when they said, you know, gosh, if a guy really, if he gets on one and it should leave the yard. They were saying any other yard in the country, it's gone.
Well, they said, hey, you know what's interesting? Any other major league, that game would have ended with back-to-back home runs. Now, I don't know if that pitcher's going to throw the same two pitches, of course, but... Yeah, wow.
Well, it's been exciting. There's no doubt about that. Yesterday's Louisville-Oregon State game, really, and then the North Carolina State-North Carolina game are the two that weren't in doubt anymore going into the eighth and ninth innings. And there's no doubt that you want to save money on gas with the prices that are out there. And Bruce Furniture, Kearney Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance are helping you out this summer with $50 gas cards. They come free with any purchase of at least $4.99 or more, obviously, during the Fill Up on Us sale at Bruce Furniture. Look for store-wide savings for all of June and be checking your mail for $200 in discount coupons. Plus, the $50 in free gas with at least a $4.99 purchase. It's just right for you at all Bruce Furniture locations. option. So not only do you save money on the furniture for your home, but you're also going to get that $50 gas card with the purchase of $4.99 or more. It's a good time to check them out at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're going to talk about the high school rodeo in the last segment of the show today, and we're also going to talk with North Carolina State head baseball coach Elliot Avent when we return.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. The sun is finally shining, the weather's straightening out, and we're celebrating with an all-new summer salads menu. We've traveled the world via the internet, tasting recipes from all corners, and now it's your turn to enjoy the new summer salad menu. And 12 beers on tap, including the summer favorite, Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain. We can handle all of your insurance claims. We're the quickest cure whenever your glass breaks.
Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor.
Call us 7 days a week and we'll be there. Your home, car, or business, or anywhere. Windows, mirrors, tabletops, we'll take good care of you.
Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Showers and thunderstorms early on today with some isolated storms redeveloping as we head into the afternoon. High temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, isolated showers and storms heading back to a low of 63. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Lang into the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Rolling on this Tuesday. We've got a lot more coming up on tomorrow's program. Steve Sponberg, we're going to catch up with the new Hastings College baseball coach, Mike Conforto of the Oregon State Beavers, Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. That's all coming up. Still coming up in this half hour. Judy Minnery of Hastings is the chairman of the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals. She'll be in our last segment. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up as well. Folks, don't forget now that the crops are growing, I continue as we drive all over the state of Nebraska to see more and more T&Ls in the field, and I think the farmers just continue by word of mouth, by seeing, by talking to the gang, your local T&L dealer, you're wising up, you're going, wow, you guys are right. Why wouldn't we put a T&L in our field? Why wouldn't we get that second, third, or fourth one as some farmers do across the Midwest? All across the nation, 60 countries worldwide. You know it works. They've been doing it since the mid-50s out of their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, Nebraska. Make that change to hydrostatically powered T&L pivots for continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste. For years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, T&L, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. College World Series continues with North Carolina State and UCLA meeting in a winner's bracket game. And we are pleased to be welcomed by Elliot Avent, the head coach at North Carolina State, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. First time to Omaha since 1968. And, Coach, just want to say congratulations on getting a game over in nine innings.
Well, that is pretty good. I appreciate you saying that. That hadn't happened in a while.
And an impressive win as well. The emotion still has to be there. I know you got to move on and get ready for this UCLA game, but to come to the College World Series for the first time since 68 and then to beat one of your in-state rivals, what a moment for the program.
Yeah, it was big for our fans. Great Father's Day present for a lot of daddies across the state and country, and it was a good day for NC State.
What was the difference, Coach, from this game to the ACC game that went 18 innings? Because Carlos started both of them, North Carolina, a different pitcher in those two games. But outside of that, what was the biggest difference?
Yeah, the biggest difference was Ken Emanuel wasn't able to get past, you know, as far as they would have liked for him to have gone. And we got a lot of two-out timely hits, which we couldn't come up with in that game in the ACC tournament.
Talking with Elliot Avent, he is the head baseball coach at North Carolina State University after picking up the 8-1 win against North Carolina. Talk about all the emotion, I guess, Coach, leading up to this game. As we said, first trip since 68. You go multiple innings with Rice in 2 1-run games in the Super Regional. What was the time like between that Super Regional and finally stepping on the field at Omaha?
What was the time like what now?
What was that? What was those few days like from the Super Regional of finally stepping on the field at Omaha?
It was a long time. It seemed like it was forever. I mean, you get out here, there's a lot of fanfare, and our guys were soaking it all up, as well as the fans and our coaching staff. And it just seemed like by the time we stepped on the field, it's been forever since we played a baseball game. I didn't know if we were going to be a little bit rusty or over anxious or what, but we were in the moment and played very, very well. Excited about the start we got off to.
What a job. Everybody's talking about Carlos and the job that he had. Now that you've had a few hours to kind of look back on it, are you amazed by that, or is this what he's been doing the second half of the year?
You know, every time you see him, you're a little bit in awe of what he can do, but it's kind of what we're used to, he's been doing it for a while now, and so it's pretty exciting, and he's been doing it for a while, and we feel pretty comfortable when he's out there on the mound for us.
North Carolina State head coach Elliot Avent joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Many people thought you were one of the two ultimate underdogs in this tournament, and if they did, they probably didn't watch what you guys were doing. 32-4 now in your last 36 ball games. Did you feel like an underdog coming in?
No, I don't think we felt like an underdog because we played so well. As you mentioned, 32-4 in your last 36 games. They've all been against quality opponents and dramatic situations, intense moments, and big crowds. And when you do that for the last 7 weeks, then you don't really feel the underdog to anyone. And our players certainly aren't playing like that. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and we may be playing our best baseball of the year.
Coach, take me back. This all kind of started after Virginia, a very solid baseball club in their own right, swept you guys. What was your baseball team maybe not doing then that they are doing now?
We didn't have a set lineup at the time. The whole spring was played in tremendous cold. And I remember that weekend in Virginia, we played a doubleheader in the low 30s. And we played three games in 25 hours. I don't think it got maybe above 42 the entire 25 hours. So we hadn't set a lineup at that point. Our starters weren't pitching well. We were kind of just living off our bullpen at that point. And now we're kind of much of a more well-rounded team, can beat you in a lot of different ways, and we're a much better baseball team today.
Coach, you touched on it just a little bit there. A lot of comebacks for your ball clubs over the second half of the season. In fact, your bullpen getting more of the actual wins than your starters, which it doesn't matter where they come from, but your bullpen has really been one of the mainstays of this ball club.
Bullpen's been pretty solid start to finish. Some guys have stepped up toward the end and been very, very consistent, and this time of year, you probably don't go with as many people as we pitched all year, but we feel very good no matter who we have to pitch, and we're ready for the rest of this tournament here in Omaha, and hopefully we can continue to go pretty far.
Chatting with North Carolina State baseball coach Elliot Avent here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda with you. on this program as they get ready to take on UCLA. Give me your scouting report. Tell us who you're going to put on the mound, because as I looked, you guys didn't necessarily have a Friday night starter, a Saturday night starter, a Sunday night starter. You mixed it up more than most teams that we've talked to and covered this year.
Yeah, our starting pitching, you know, had some inconsistencies this year, as most staffs do, and we had a couple of injuries and setbacks, and so we've kind of shifted around a little bit. But we got three guys we're looking to go to tomorrow. We hadn't made a decision yet. We're going to watch UCLA a little more since we've got back for practice. But we'll go with Ethan Ogburn, Logan Jernigan, and Brad Stone.
What is UCLA? And we talked with Coach Savage, and we joked that they seem to be doing it with wiffle ball bats because they just aren't hitting the ball, yet they're finding a way to win. Mentally, that would seem to be a tough chore to look at them and go, well, we should have this in the bag. What are your kids saying? What are you telling to your kids about UCLA?
I don't know. You know, we don't tell them too much, and their kids are going to think what they think. But we got a smart ball club. You don't get to this point without having guys that understand the game. They know UCLA plays great defense. They know they play a small game, and they have great pitching. So we got our hands full tomorrow night, and we're going to have to play very well.
Coach, what do you think about all of the four supposed underdogs winning in the first round?
I'm not sure. You know, somebody has to be an underdog because somebody has to be a favorite. But when you say the word underdog, it sounds like a, you know, maybe Rocky versus Apollo Creed. And I don't think we really have that here at Omaha. I think we have eight teams that have gotten to the stage. Any of the eight teams can win the national championship, and all teams feel that way. So I think somebody's a favorite in every game, but I'm not sure there's any underdogs.
Just a couple moments left with Wolfpack Coach Elliot Avan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, you guys had done almost everything except make it to Omaha. Were you wondering if the program was ever going to get here?
Well, we've been so close so many times, and, you know, didn't quite get over that last hurdle. And so this trip is for everybody that was a part of those teams that almost made it. Any teams of Coach Tanner's, the 68 team, a lot of them are here with us. Last team to make it, and we're just so proud that we can bring a part of everybody who's ever been a part of this program to Omaha with us.
Coach, a couple more questions, and we'll let you move on here as you guys get ready to take on UCLA. I want to talk a little bit about your offense. You guys did put up the most runs of anybody in the first round. You got some really good kids like Trey Turner and Jake Fincher. Start with those two and the way they've been leading your team offensively.
Well, Trey Turner and Jake Fincher are the top of our lineup, and they get on base, they make things happen. You know, speed's imperative in today's game, and especially in this ballpark, and they possess a lot of that. And so they're a big part of our offense. They get a lot of clutch hits and get on base for us. And sometimes as they go, we go. But we've won without those guys getting hits the last half of the season several times, and so we're certainly not a top-heavy ball club.
Coach, you mentioned Coach Ray Tanner. What are some of the things that you incorporate in your coaching that you took directly from him?
I think every time you coach under somebody or with somebody, you learn something from them and take a piece of that with you that you use down the road. So I've been fortunate to be around so many great coaches, from Russ Frazier at Lewisburg Junior College to Coach Esposito, Coach Valvano, a basketball coach, Ray Tanner, Tony Guzzo, so many people have influenced the decisions I make, and I still look for leadership and mentorship today from other coaches. Bobby Lutz, associate men's basketball coaches on the trip with us, and we share a lot of ideas. Mark Godfrey was out here last night. We went to dinner together. So there's always someone you can learn from, and I try to get help in all areas as I try to help lead our team every day.
Well, your coaching career has definitely taken you to some interesting spots all around the country, and now it has you here in Omaha, a place where UCLA is now familiar. Any positives or negatives that they have more experience at the College World Series than you guys do?
Yeah, they've been here three of the last 4 years, so probably there may be somebody on that team. This is his fourth trip. They played in TD Ameritrade Trade Park, which is a different ballpark. They have played there, and it's obviously, a little bit of an edge, but when you get down to it, you're going to have to make plays and make pitches, and that's what's going to have to take place tomorrow night.
Final question, Coach. Just personally, your feelings when you walked into TD Ameritrade Park and finally realized that dream, not only for your coaching staff, for your kids. What was going through your mind before that first pitch?
Oh, it was cool. I mean, I don't know if I've been in a ballpark that takes your breath away like this, unless it's a major league park of, you know, of a persuasion that you really, you know, you go back in time, whether it's Fenway or Yankee Stadium or Dodger Stadium. I don't know if any place I've ever walked into is taking my breath away like this ballpark. It's beautiful. I wish I could make a miniature TD Ameritrade and take it back to Raleigh with me, and this is absolutely one of the nicest venues I've ever been in my life.
Possibly the hottest team in all of baseball in Division I is North Carolina State. They get ready to play UCLA in the winner's bracket game Tuesday night here on ESPN Radio. And Coach Elliott Avent, very pleased that you're able to give us a few minutes here on a very busy week. We wish you and the Wolfpack great success this week, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Elliott. Head coach, North Carolina State Wolfpack, Elliott Avent, joining us here as we continue our coverage of the College World Series in Omaha. 1:40 pregame for our doubleheader today. LSU will be taking on North Carolina, then UCLA and NC State tonight. Any predictions for this Tuesday, James?
No, I don't have anything, but I did appreciate what that coach said. Very good point he made, and that was we probably used the term upset too much or underdog too much, because any of these eight teams, you know, when you get to this point, had a chance to win it. In fact, you could redo this again, and there's probably 24 teams that could maybe win the College World Series. Now, you know, the teams that got beat out, of course, aren't there, so they're not going to win it. But, yeah, so there aren't really major upsets at times. Sometimes there are, but we probably use that term way too frequent. You know what I'm saying? Because in high school basketball, somebody beats somebody, that's an upset. The 5-seed beat the 4.
Technically, let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Yesterday, who is the NBA Finals MVP so far? Overwhelmingly, you took Danny Green, the three-point shooter. Am I missing something? Has he done anything more than that?
No, he's got an NBA Finals record for three-pointers.
Big whoop, 73%. Good. He's helping them win. There's no doubt about it. 13% say LeBron and Tony Parker. I voted for Tony. But, hey, that's why we have our Midtown Mark Cooler question, to get your view. And today our question is, how will the Nebraska Danger fare in the IFL playoffs? 3 years in the making, first year in the playoffs. And, of course, there's just two rounds. They're playing in the first round for the Intense Conference Championship. If they win that, then they go on for the United Bowl and try to win the championship there as well. So how will the Danger fare? A loss on Saturday, a win on Saturday, or they'll win them both and be the champions of the league? I just saw a headline, by the way, and you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. This kind of happened with indoor football from time to time, but apparently it was Green Bay and Chicago on the other side, that one of the teams, like the coach quit and 13 players just decided they weren't going to show up for the last game at home when the other team was supposed to be coming in, so they had to throw together what they had and play a football game.
So they did get the game in. Yeah. Is that what happened? Yeah. Here's kind of what happened. We had an altercation, and I won't get into great detail on this, but we had an altercation before the Danger game last Saturday. We had to call the league office on a ruling of what they wanted to do. It was about whether we suspended two players or one player or no players.
Uh-huh.
And I won't get into detail on how that worked out, but it was an interesting phone call. And they said, hey, we're going to take care of your problem, but we've got a bigger problem than this one. We thought our problem had to be the biggest problem that it could ever, because this was unlike, you know, officiating an Ansley Litchfield versus Loop City game. The pregame went a lot smoother when you do those than it did on this pregame. This pregame, yeah, was one step away from maybe going to the state penitentiary.
Well, they were getting after it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, 888-455-ESPN, and we've got coming up, we will be doing Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. When we return, we're going to preview the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals. As we go into break, let us give you our Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a $25 gift card. If you can pick up the win, you've got that $25 gift card. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. First correct caller gets the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats in this grilling season. What current Major League manager, was the most outstanding player in the College World Series? This current Major League manager was a most outstanding player in the College World Series. Who is that manager? First one to tell us picks up the $25 gift card. We're back with more after this.
When you make a purchase, you want to be sure it's just right for you and your family. That's why you sit on a sofa at the furniture store or test drive a car before you buy it. Well, how about test driving the Kearney Country Club? Check out the golf course, the tennis courts, the swimming pool, the dining, and do it for 1 month just like every other member. Discover the Kearney Country Club with their new member promotion going on through the end of June. For more information, contact Patty at 234-3151. Discover the Kearney Country Club.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
What would you call a man who powers a 10,000 horsepower car down a 1,000-foot track in 3.7 seconds, reaching speeds of over 300 miles per hour? You might call him the world's fastest environmentalist, because Antron Brown races with Valvoline Motor Oil with NextGen technology. Made with 50% recycled oil, Valvoline NextGen is specially designed for today's hotter running engines. Valvoline with NextGen technology, 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Showers and thunderstorms early on today with some isolated storms redeveloping as we head into the afternoon. High temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, isolated showers and storms heading back to a low of 63. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy's show took most of the break to get our winner for Troutman's Quality Meats. But Trent from AIR, he has phoned in. He's a frequent listener to the program. Every once in a while, we get some info from Trent, and he gets paid back today. Which current Major League manager was once the most outstanding player in the College World Series all the way back in 1980 when Arizona won it? Terry Francona, who's currently obviously with the Cleveland Indians, had been the manager of the Boston Red Sox. The answer is Terry Francona was the 1980 most outstanding player at the College World Series. Just every once in a while, you kind of go over some stats, you look at some of the history, some of the information, and Jimmy, there is not a recognizable name in the last 10 years of most outstanding players in the College World Series that has went on to Major League Baseball that is a recognizable name.
Yeah, that I find that somewhat interesting, don't you, Doug?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, and again, to be the most outstanding player, you know, Roger Clemens played in the College World Series, and there were some studs, you know, Will Clark and Incaviglia, and maybe not necessarily did their teams win it to give them a chance to be the most outstanding player. So that probably has something to do with it as well.
Well, you know, you look at the University of Nebraska when they had Heisman Trophy winners. You know, the University of Nebraska. And even if you want to include somebody that was the runner-up, you know, for the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, none of those guys really had outstanding NFL careers.
You know,
I mean, if you're honest about it, the guys that actually won the Heisman did not have outstanding careers. And a lot of times that does happen where the winner of the Heisman Trophy, very seldom will have a great career.
Well, let's move on with our Doug and Daddy show today and preview another great event that is going on in Hastings. They keep busy. There's a lot of stuff that's going on sporting-wise in Hastings, from the eight-man game last week to some all-star volleyball to all that's been going on there. And up next is the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals, and I believe this is, what, the 11th consecutive year that it's been at the Adams County Fairgrounds. And the chairman of the Nebraska High School Finals Rodeo is Judy Maneri, and she joins us here on the Doug and Daddy show to talk a little bit about what's coming up. Judy, thanks for the time. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys today?
Well, we're doing great, and this is one of the great events of the year, but we always kind of talk about it when it's at Hastings or even this part of the state. We never consider ourselves the eastern part of the state, but when it comes to high school rodeo, we kind of are.
We Yes, we are, and it's nice to have it here. I believe it's the 11th year. It's fun to have all of this youth show up in Hastings, Nebraska.
How has it grown in Hastings a little bit, Judy? Because when you guys took this endeavor on, it was already a well-established event. How has the city of Hastings and your group continued to grow this event?
Well, I know that initially when they first had the event here, it was actually the High School Rodeo Association that didn't think someone in the eastern part of the state, like you said, Hastings isn't really considered that, could put on such an event. But since then, they have really, really thought that we've done a great job. We seem to, you know, we have a great facility. We have the buildings there that are all air-conditioned so that they can have all of their inside events there, as well as all of the stalls and a great arena outside for them to utilize.
Hey, my question to you is the same I ask every time we have anybody with rodeo, is the bull riding competition. Where do you get the bulls?
The bulls, we have a stock contractor that brings them in. Our stock contractor this year is Boots and Phillips, and they are out of Lexington, Nebraska, and they bring us some great stock.
Judy Mineri is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think that's a very interesting question as well, too, Judy, because certain breeders have to, you don't want the rankest bull. You don't want something that's in Vegas here in Hastings for these high school kids to be riding. Do you have any idea, and I don't know if you can answer this question, but where certain people do, okay, we're going to do high school stock, we're going to do college stock, or we're going to do big boy stock?
Yeah, some of this stock these high school rodeo kids have already been on, probably, because I do believe that Boots and Phillips do some of the high school rodeos also, but you're correct. You can't have the rankest bulls. They have to be something that's not too tough, although they do have to be prepared for nationals, where they will be getting on something a little tougher there than what they've probably seen throughout the year.
Let's move on and talk about kind of the who, what, when's, where's. Tell us, we always have the two performances on Thursday and Friday, and then the short go on Saturday, about 150 kids from across the state. What's the level of talent like this year, Judy?
Well, I think it's really great. I just was going through the list. We're going to see faces that we've seen here before in the past, and they've been great rodeo kids out there. I think they've got great talent coming once again, like they always provide us.
Hey, also, I noticed they go to Gillette, Wyoming, and that's on the 14th to the 20th. How many contestants go? How many do they take?
I believe they take four from each event, the top four.
Yeah, four from each event. And, of course, the points here in Nebraska are accumulated throughout the year. They've been going all spring and all over the state of Nebraska trying to accumulate points to bring it in here to the Adams County Fairgrounds. Is there one of the events that might be a little tighter contested than some of the others, Judy, as far as all of these events that are coming in? Is there one or two that are pretty close to see who's going to be the all-around champ?
I think that, according to the directors, I think all of them, that all of the kids come here this year are going to have to come to rodeo, because everybody has a chance to make it to nationals. So they all must be pretty close and tight right now so that anybody can make it.
Besides the rodeo, Judy, you crowned Miss High School Rodeo Queen. The kids are able to do some nightly activities. What else goes on around the rodeo performances? What else is there this weekend?
Well, I know one thing that the contestants really look forward to is utilizing the water park. It sounds like it's going to be a warm week, so I know that they'll be out there. They also get to go to the YMCA on Thursday night. On Wednesday night, they have a shooting competition out at Four Rivers Gun Club. I know that those numbers continue to increase. They really enjoy that also.
Folks, you can find out more information online at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com, AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. Five performances, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. Then Saturday, the short go, the most exciting when we crown all the champions, is at 1 o'clock at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Judy, is there anything else that the folks need to know?
We also have a barbecue on Saturday following the performance, so we will look forward to seeing everybody out there on Saturday.
Jimmy, one thing we were talking about before we came on the air here was, you know, you bring in all the trailers and you see all the stock coming in, and it's really neat because it's something that you just don't see necessarily, especially with a high school level, that it takes some preparation to get ready for this, doesn't it, Judy?
That's exactly right. These kids have been traveling a long ways all year long to get to this point.
Well, Judy, we hope that everything goes well with the 2013 High School Rodeo Finals, and we'll get a bunch of folks out there this weekend. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you very much, and we'd love to see you all out there.
Folks, it's a great event. Again, you probably, it's not as easy to know the names of some of these kids, although you will look, if you get your roster or you go online and you look at some of these contestants, you go, huh, Stephen Dent. He was an all-state football player. He's the best rodeo around. Now he's on making a living, the Mullen kid. You will see some names on there if you're a high school fan, pretty rabid high school fan, that were football players, wrestlers, for the gals that played volleyball, basketball. You'll recognize some names.
Yeah, I know when I used to coach at football at SEM, and we'd play Mullen. And after they hit us a couple times, I thought, wow. And I know that they could take on a bull every once in a while, too. And they enjoyed hitting us.
Well, and of course, we got the wrestling family over here at Amherst. They've missed a little wrestling because of some of the rodeo and they're doing. So, I mean, there's you don't just walk on and jump on an animal and become good at it.
You know, in the 32 years that I taught driver's ed, it seemed like anybody that was involved with backing up a horse trailer could really back up a car pretty well, too.
Did you ever have somebody in driver's ed that you just said, what the hell are you doing here? No, and just sign off and say, yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, that, most of them drove better than I did.
That is true. You can back a trailer. You should be able to pretty much move anything else around. A couple more things before we wrap it up here. Wichita State has a new baseball coach for the first time in 37 years, and it's Dave Van Horn's assistant at Arkansas, the associate head coach, Todd Butler. And so that's going to affect Van Horn in Arkansas, trying to bring in a big-time guy, but he's going to take over at Wichita State, and he is their new baseball coach. It'll be interesting to see. There's a guy following a legend, and we know how tough that is, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy that followed you. I mean, just no chance.
Yeah, okay. I think Paul Baronic followed me at Ravana, and I think he did fairly well.
Well done. Good point. And, folks, we're going to get you out of here reminding you that Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has the best financing on new and pre-owned vehicles of anybody right now. Check out Midway's great inventory, 2.9% financing on pre-owned vehicles. What? Who does that? They do at Midway, South 2nd Avenue, and 1.9% for 72 months with approved credit on all brand new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. Check them out, of course, online, thinkmidway.com. Like them on Facebook. They're giving away Husker season tickets this year. So like them on Facebook. No gimmicks. Somebody's winning a pair of tickets to Husker games, all 8 of them this year at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The Midway Auto Dealerships. ThinkMidway.com, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. What a jam-packed show we had for you today, and we want to thank Elliot Avent, North Carolina State baseball coach. We want to thank Dustin Dporak from the Bloomington Herald News, and we want to thank Judy Minnery, the chairman of the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals, for joining us. Of course, the rodeo gets underway on Thursday. Tomorrow, we hope to catch up with the new Hastings College baseball coach, Steve Sponberg. We'll also be talking more baseball, catch up with Oregon State tomorrow, and Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, will join us. Plus, we'll give you a chance to win more tickets to the playoff game, and on our webpage, ESPN Superstation, will have you there. ESPN Superstation, folks. And like us on Facebook, your chance to win tickets. Jimmy Langan, good luck to Kearney Post 52 and runs at Columbus tonight.
Yep, that's always a fun drive down that Highway 30, Kearney to Columbus.
Bang, 2 hours.
Easy way to get there, just an easy drive.
It's so great. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.